Rolling.
Okay.
Welcome to episode 8 of PWA Radio, the contractual obligation episode. I'm your host, Rob Robinson. With us, at least for one more week, is the co-host, Mark McNasty.
Hey, boo-boo.
And we also have the man forcing us to be here tonight, President Chameleon.
Hey, guys.
Now, I don't really want to talk a whole lot about what happened last week, because there is the pending litigation, my lawyers advised me not to really go into too much detail about what we're doing.
That's fine. We have plenty to focus on with this week, including a nice little spot in your match this week, if I'm correct, Rob.
Again, not something I'm going to talk about at the moment. So let's go ahead. We will get right down to it, I suppose. Let's talk about chaos, the always exciting chaos. So, just two matches this week. Is that right? Am I remembering correctly? Yes.
Yes.
The first match is between Hank Serbia, Duff, and Matthew Engel. It's nice to see an Engel on Chaos, because that's really about as high as they deserve to go. In fact, if...
What's an Engel? I've never heard of an
really?
Engel, Rob. Oh, you're talking about angles. Okay, thank you.
No, an Engel would be spelled with an A. An Engel would be spelled with an E. It's called English.
Say it, Rob.
Look into it.
No, it's called I Talked to Mr. Joe Boxer, just like you did, and he pronounced it for us.
But he did...
Given up trying to correct either of your spellings
quite frankly,
or pronunciations.
He calls himself Boxer. As we've established, we have established that he's ashamed, I don't blame him, and he doesn't know how to pronounce his own name.
I'm not arguing.
Now, ooh, a little bit of an echo, that was nice. So we've got a match, three-way. Is this triple threat rules or is this elimination rules?
Triple threat, just one call
right.
to a finish.
And what did you think were the highlights of this match there, Chameleon? Yes.
The end.
You know, pretty much any match involving any of the Engels would be, the highlight would always be the end.
Well, Rampage is what we hope to get to as fast as possible. So as soon as we can get Chaos over, get to the better show,
well,
that's all that matters.
I hope everybody heard that.
You know what my favorite...
You
know what my favorite part of Chaos was? It was when Duff got so pissed off they told the world, fuck this shirt.
Awesome.
The man was so out of his mind he couldn't even speak right.
Well, I don't blame him. He was actually parting company with the masters of the Armageddon and...
raised his IQ right there.
Took him long enough. And then we see Kyle Stevenson. He's meditating in his locker room. I don't know why he's really meditating. I don't want to come down before a match. I like to psych myself up before a match. But I guess whatever, you know, helps him to get the win.
Now, is this Chameleon, is this a sign that Jonathan Cage has finally signed a contract, or is he just being a ghost in the backstage?
I never even saw him. I don't know what he's doing here. He'd been on the show, but if he comes to my door knocking for a contract, that's fine with me. But if he's just making his way backstage, whatever.
So Kyle Stevenson, a favorite here on PW Radio, took on...
In Rob's
well,
mind.
That's the opinion that counts. Yeah, he took on the monster, Deacon Frost.
And Deacon Frost sat on him.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for meditating before your match, as far as I'm concerned. I say, you know, yeah, the relaxing's for after the match, after you get the victory.
That's why you don't do crack before you have a match.
Well, not... Ordinarily, you can't prove anything. And that takes care... What were you going to say?
I'm just saying it's a good thing I don't have random drug testing in a PWA.
That's true. Down about half. It seems like... is it my imagination? What's going on with the roster? Have we been losing people? Have we been gaining people? Breaking even? How's this coming?
Well, you know, we did lose Cyrus and the Morin clan, so that was half the roster right there. And after that, no, we've had a few, but okay. We've got more coming in. There's rumors we're going to get a couple big names from the old HIC days over here into
nice.
The PWA pretty soon.
I'm sure I'm correct in assuming.
Unfortunately
you know, it's tough
not.
To get a guy away. He's got that cushy job with the Mounties. I wouldn't want to leave either.
Well, we have enough Canadians in this Fed anyway.
You know, kid,
more than
like
enough
none,
Canadians.
It's plenty, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's interesting that you would talk about filthy Canadians, McNasty, especially considering your little, partner. Whether we're talking about tag partner or life partner, it's the same man, Alex Wilkie, is damn near as Canadian as you can get.
You were in Canada a few years ago. You should pay attention. He renounced Canada a few years ago.
Really? Because I didn't hear that. All I heard was his dumbass Canuck accent and his love of Celine Dion.
Hey, just because a man has to speak Canadian, that's not his fault. It's a
curse. What about the fact that Chameleon, you can back me up or verify this rumor that I heard. I heard that he was trying to change his entrance music to "My Heart Will Go On" by Celine Dion, and you had to veto that. Is that correct?
All right. I believe you've been misinformed. Well, too bad, Rob, because you weren't there, bitch.
Well, you know, now I can off the record on and let it play and see what happens. I do control the music section of the PWA.
That would be a cruel joke, you son of a bitch.
I've already super kicked him too many times. He wouldn't even have the mind to hear what was going on in the background before a match, so...
Well, yeah, but come on, I beat Wilkie a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, the poor guy's not.
Well, we know
there,
that. That's why your life partners.
You know, beating him in the wrestling ring. Let's go on to our recap.
Well, Rob,
it's
you are
fine.
The expert.
I have a lot of free time.
Off, so. Yeah, I know you. Have
Dude,
a lot of free time
I do. While
moves.
I drink, you I, you know, mix it up. You got it's variety. That's what really keeps it exciting for me. Yes.
Okay, about
right, my mind has been violated. Let's move on.
Now, first match of the night, we've got Project X, former PWA World Champ, taking on Lex Demise, number one contender to the World Championship. Is that right? Did I say that right? Okay, good. I've been drinking a little bit tonight.
Yeah,
so,
you got it.
I may make a couple of mistakes. This was actually quite a match. There were a lot of near falls, a lot of close counts there. At one point, it looked like Project X got put away, but he got his shoulder up at the very, very last possible second.
After even had to tell,
yeah, exactly. PX came out with the big huge victory over Lex Demise, which was huge, I think, really for PX. He really.
Yeah, but only after Razor came out and blatantly interfered.
Yeah.
No, Project X got the match. Project X dominated that match. Razor
brother,
was nothing.
Reach it. Now, in my opinion, this was a big win for PX because since losing the world title, I don't think he's really been the dominant kind of wrestler that we're used to from PX, though.
The problem was his focus had been on Razor for the past almost 2 months.
Well, that's bad for anybody.
That's what threw him off.
But to get a win over the number one contender is that's huge for Project X.
And it will come back and I won't say haunt him, but it will have some bearing on
his
future.
Actually, let's go ahead.
Near
after
future.
That match, you came out and had a few words. So why don't you recap that for us, there, Prez?
Well, Razor got involved in the match. I didn't think it was necessary. He stuck his nose in where it didn't belong, and I decided to take matters into my own hands and figured if Demise and Razor couldn't keep their hands off each other long enough
now,
to win some
a
high stakes,
quick,
we were going to
here.
Have that match tonight.
Who were you, and what have you done with the real President Chameleon?
Rob's reading my mind.
I've always been the same. I've always been the most devious son of a bitch in this business.
Replace the word all with calls. Any, and absolutely.
No, because this week, actually, we saw you standing up in front of your brother instead of
it
being on your knees in front
really,
of your brother as usual,
it
so it was
huge.
A bit different.
And I gotta say, my amount of respect for you doubled. I don't know what, like, double of zero is, but whatever that is, that's where it's at right now. So that's pretty impressive. So, yes.
Moving on, it's
well. Before
my
we move on,
oh, I was moving on from
before
my
we move
yes,
on.
Please,
let me finish up
ahead.
Here about this. Yes, I made the match for that night. A stipulation that there would be a strict rules match, no cheating whatsoever, anyway, and the title was going to be online and could be lost in any fashion whatsoever because I was not going to take any more bullshit from him, from Demise, or from anyone who can interfere
you know,
in these matches
I
and
agree.
Ruin what the fans come
I'm
and pay for.
I firmly the belief that somebody that interferes in somebody else's match and costs them the match like that should definitely be suspended without pay. It really...
It's such a crime.
I'm not going to suspend anybody right away because, again, roster for these matches.
Yeah, he's in a bind, Rob. He's just in a totally bind.
I'll just find him the way I find Project X. Project X lost an entire gate pay's worth of a pay-per-view for his actions for demolishing equipment in the PWA headquarters. I can just find these people. If they want to work for free, they can continue to do the shit they're doing.
Now, if we may move on, it's McNasty's favorite part of the night. The Vaseline Queen lives up to her name as we get a little girl-on-girl action
Tasha's
championship match.
I don't know. It's hard to tell with these Japanese people.
I thought he was.
Woo! All right.
All those Asians.
Even drunk,
same.
I wouldn't have said that. But every time I hear the name Tashi, I just think it's like a little green dinosaur. So I don't know. So yeah, we have a PW. Excellent.
Yes, Tasha Yang is a female.
A little green
Thank
dinosaur,
you,
like a female dinosaur. Oh, all right.
So we're at the PWA
yes,
Television Championship.
Our absolute
match.
Favorite champion of all time, Circa, taking. What? What the hell was that?
Woo!
Said woo. Or woot. Or some other non essential.
Rob, that flicker must be kicking in.
Versus
dude.
The Grim Reaper. Match of the night? Well,
Match of the night.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, Circa's in it.
I can second that.
Yeah, you might want to rethink your position.
And I agree. There's a point.
yeah, this was a pretty decent match. But Circa, she's finally found her footing, as far as I'm concerned. And she's not ready to give up the title yet.
And I have to admit, the Grim Reaper put on a good showing for his first title match. And did not cut Circa any slack for the entire week.
Fantastic job there, but like I said, Circa she's been working hard for the past few months, and yeah, she's finally starting to see the dividends from all that. So,
and you know, it says a lot about Reaper that he was able to keep up, but it says not more than Circa was able to stay on top of it.
Circa's got no problem staying on top of it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I knew we were not going to get away without that.
I'm pretty sure we've covered pretty much any position Circa can be in the last.
And now
weeks.
The Grizzly Bear Championship has Riona Langley defending against Scott Nash Jr. in a submission only match.
Yeah, you know,
this guy is just cramping
I hate
style,
to
man.
Agree with you, but yes.
Yes, but for good reason.
The day I have to go without Circa.
You know, there's
jokes,
a Circa jerk,
a sad day.
Like, joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to dig for it. So this is a submission only match for the Grizzly Bear Championship between Riona Langley, who is no longer persona non grata here on PWA Radio, and a friend of the show, Scott Nash Strader. Now, I gotta say, I was really pulling for Strader on this one, mostly because he's been here on the show and Riona Langley hasn't, and well, that
I
too. I mean, there's many reasons to like Strader. Yeah, see,
I do not think he's the devil, I just don't like him. I don't like you, I don't like Phoenix, and, you know, I wouldn't give you any credit being the devil.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest thing you told me this week, Cam.
And we've agreed on something. It's definitely a strange edition of PWA Radio.
And it looks like the champion in a trend that is, started earlier in the evening continues now. The champion retains. So the Celestial Trigger, Riona Langley, is still your Grizzly Beer champion. No, that is absolutely
true.
He did not submit
in this match.
Basically. That was a very good point.
She outlasted.
He did not submit. So,
this is why he's getting the rematch at High Stakes.
That's perfectly fine. That makes sense. The man didn't lose. He was forced out of the mat, so why not be given another chance? And, Rob, this brings up a point I believe you love to rant about. A while ago, we always spoke about how it seemed like women were taking over. We've got 2/3 of the champions being held by women right now. What do you think about that?
I thought it was all girls.
Well, see.
Oh, yeah, well, Lex, you know, he could count.
He You're jumping ahead. Actually,
I thought you would agree with Nightmare,
who the
ICU too.
Champ was, you know, to be quite honest with you.
He whipped your ass.
Trying to stretch there, and then of course the obvious razor joke there. You woke up from the nightmare.
Well, you woke up to the nightmare.
So, yeah, we're going with that. So yeah, Riona retains. Then Corey Lazarus.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm sorry. It's not Corey Lazarus. It's a commercial for High Stakes. It confused me because he's in the commercial for High Stakes. That's of course the next big pay-per-view event from the Pioneer Wrestling Association.
One I'm looking forward to, because we've had some excellent voting for all of the matches so far, and it's been very close on all the choices, so people are going to be very much surprised
very
about
nice.
some of the stipulations for the matches we will see at the pay-per-view.
Speaking of stipulations, let me commend you, Mr. Chameleon, on taking that strange bedfellow's abortion away.
I don't deny the fact that after reviewing the situation and the possible setups, I went along with what you had said and came up with an alternative, yes.
It's nice to know there's justice in this world, unlike what I
yes,
used to deal with.
Yes, we can. The number one contendership match for the PWA
Having
tag
Nightmare
team
beat
titles.
You was definitely justice. Can we move on?
Between basically, quite frankly, a couple of very undeserving teams. We've got the newcomers in what I believe is their debut match, the O'Connor Boys. Their debut? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They take on Grade A Nastiness. Mm-hmm. Led by...
Yes.
Yes?
I'm gonna have to go against you on this. Grade A Nastiness has done quite significantly well since the debut.
Grade A Alex Wilby has done phenomenally
and they
well.
Are in a, they're in position to go for the titles.
Rob, my
well,
eyes are
yes,
like
he,
leading
no,
and my
Grade
ears
Alex
are falling
Wilkie
off.
Has
did,
done
did,
very well.
Did I just hear what I think I just
that.
Heard?
So, I don't know if that really translates to tag team excellence, the likes of which, you know, teams like, the Lunatic Fringe, who of course are no longer competing here, or, Might and Magic would uphold, but, I think the O'Connor Boys could be,
When we get to the end of this match, that will
well,
certify
just,
your statement.
Yeah, let's just jump to
about
it.
About Alex Wilkie.
Alex Wilkie really took care of the match. The O'Connor Boys, while they were good, it was obviously their debut match here in the PWA, and they couldn't put up with the force of nature that is Grade A Alex Wilkie. Well, Wilkie does the heavy lifting.
It's
he
a
does
tag
the work.
Team Rob Wilkie couldn't win without me.
Absolutely. So there
and
you go.
That's why it was a pro title match. But I have to say that this match alone, when it came to the media attention for it for the entire week, was just over the top for both teams. And I have to give credit
now,
to
I also want
McNabb,
to say that
Steve
there was
Will
a bit of
boys for really taking it to
match.
The limit and over.
You know, with Grade A Nastiness now being the number one contenders to the tag team titles, apparently according to the Rumble in the Bronx, that Project X and Chameleon should have been the number one contenders, the top contenders there. But
we went over the fact that I've pulled out of contendership for this time, and Project X has been given a new partner, and that match will be decided next week.
You should know a little better about this,
right,
Rob,
right.
Seeing
that
it was posted earlier
please.
Today
we're,
on the official
we're,
website
we're,
and
we're trying
the
to work our way
through
the show.
The,
we will get to the preview for next week where we announce the mystery partner, but that's in the next segment, so don't jump ahead, you stupid fucker. All right. Well, I could, however...
Eat me, bitch. However, I know, your little boyfriend at home...
Well, you know,
So moving on next, it's
I'm not gonna
Phoenix
say,
versus
say
Kindred,
much.
A match I enjoyed
basically
quite
showing
thoroughly.
Up Kindred in this match. I did not enjoy having to sit through his painful, painful promos on the PWA On Demand. What kind of fucking Moon Man language is he talking? Jesus Christ.
Now, he did escape.
Wait, can we send him back?
Come from an asylum. Isn't that correct, President Somers?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't get it
at all. It's actually
Kindred's
very hard to talk to somebody Kindred. Whenever they're speaking gibberish. It's kind of like a retarded Adam Sandler or something. It was awful. But,
the only thing I don't
and
get is
so
how did he
basically,
sneak into
I spent
con
the entire match
Candyman
just
uniform.
Whipping his ass. You know, all around the ring. And then, of course, as I'm about to you know, put him away for good, he's tied up in the ropes. And I'm sorry? Well, you know, and that's something that Camille and I, we've had discussions about before, maybe hiring some not-so-fragile referees. But, you know, they work for cheap, and I understand the fact you got to cut costs wherever you can. So that's hardly my fault. But, yeah, so then Mark Nasty decides to stick his nose into my business once again. Well, you know, it wasn't really too surprising. I mean, you're certainly, as you proved last week, you're not man enough to face me face to face. You got to come up behind me or, you know, sucker punch me, take that easy way out. So, yeah, that's totally expected from you, McNasty. I would love it. I've been saying time and again that you talk to our guest tonight about why this match hasn't been made. It'll be made. Now, high stakes is already coming up, and at the very least, you're spoken for that night. So it won't be then, but I guarantee you, the day of reckoning's coming, my friend. Yeah.
I'm waiting.
So after...
And I'll make sure the match gets booked, so neither one of you have to worry.
So after the cheap shot from McNasty,
or, you know,
of course, Kidman was able to pick up the easy and quite undeserved win. No, the count was right on. It, like I said, just...
At least you can't bitch. It was a quick count.
Wasn't exactly an earned victory. and that leads us to our main event tonight, the PWA World Title match with... The world champion Razor taking on number one contender Lex Demise, special guest referee Chameleon. Well, I think we were all very lucky to see this match, not because I particularly enjoyed Razor matches.
The fans were very lucky to see this match.
But because of what happens. Who wants to talk about it? I'm a little choked up.
Go ahead, McNasty. Enjoy it.
Oh, I enjoyed it all right. Two guys I've already beat, fighting over a title I should already have. And to top it off, you're the special guest referee. Oh, what a great night this was. Well, it was fun watching them beat the shit out of each other, but at the end, Razor just had to be the stubborn little bitch he is, and he just didn't break a hold. Everyone goes into this shock and awe moment thinking that Razor retained because of Demise tapping out, but oh wait, here's the shock. Razor didn't break that little hold, and you actually stood up for yourself for once and
quite
called
possibly a lame duck
DQ on him, which
remember, this
gives
is not
the
guy
belt
that
to Demise
world
and
title.
PWA as a new
much
world
like
champion.
Much like Razor, much continuing the trend. So, but we'll talk about that a little bit later with our high stakes preview, as we now have a new main event for high stakes. Actually, you know what? Let's not even wait, because after the match, Corey Lazarus comes out and... The match is announced that Corey Lazarus will be taking on Lex Demise for the world title. So, yeah, interesting. Very, very interesting.
I wouldn't expected that one. It came out of left field, and that's exactly the way WA to be ran. Shocks and surprises every week. Keeps everybody on their toes.
And you know what, Rob?
Makes for one hell of a show.
Corey already had his shot, same as you. Shame he didn't take advantage, use those brains you claim you have, and come out and demand a shot, saying you were gypped and deserved a shot.
So, let's take a quick break, and we will come back, and we will we'll do a little bit of previewing of what's on the agenda for next week. So there you have it, folks. Like I said, email, you can PM me on the boards. You can know, hell, we've got our own forum now, our own board or sub forum or whatever you want to call it, our own section on the official Pioneer Wrestling Association forums. You can contact us there. You can contact us, of course, on the blog and leave comments at pwaradio.com. And, of course, as always, if you want to get in on the action, I don't know why you're listening to this if you aren't in on the action, but whatever. If for some reason you're not in on the action,
and you can thank me
then,
for that
of course,
one too.
You can check out the PWA at www.the-pwa.com. So I think that covered all the web addresses I needed to cover, didn't it? I think so. And if you really have trouble searching for that, if all that fails, then I think Google can help you out. That's google.com. So, sorry folks. That's it for this week. Yeah.
Look at what's happened to me. Can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. High and away, on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? From out of the blue, breaking me out of the spell I was in, making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Look at me, falling for you.